Gigi Engel writes, when it comes to your body, it's important that you have the facts. It's not doing your sexual health or self-understanding any favors to keep you in the dark. Now we have teenage magazines that are now writing about sexual health. You know, I'm going to get nostalgic here for just a moment. I'm going to wax on about how when I was a little cheerleader and I was a teenager, you know what I saw in the magazine stands? You know, well, besides the fact that I was a comic book collector, you know what kids my age were reading? They were reading Star Rags, Teen Beat. I can't remember the name of all of them. They had feature stories about the freaking Bee Gees and Leif Garrett in them. I remember when Sean Cassidy was a big deal. I don't ever remember reading about Sean Cassidy and sexual health. I mean, folks, this should be shocking. When they come for the children, they're coming for the future. Though, if anyone is within the sound of this of my voice, you can find this in the Crusader Room on the Facebook. If you'd like to join it and join so many hundreds of Founders Past members who were chatting it up in their daily. As a matter of fact, I'm going to stop doing... I can stop doing piles of prep. I just go to the Crusader Room and I get all my news. You guys are between the Crusader Room and Celeste at the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau desk. Who needs me? Anyways, if you're listening to this and you don't understand this, I beg you on my psoriasis-scarred kneecaps. Both of them are now psoriasis-scarred. As there are many other parts of this aging, crickety body of mine. Call me. Write me a letter. Send me an email. KingDude@MikeChurch.com, and I will explain it to you if you don't get it. When they come for the kids, they've come for the future. That future is not a future at all. That future is the end of civilization. Nay, what Mammon is after is the end of man. Now, I'm going to jump out on a limb here and say something that some of you are going to rebuke me for, but I'm going to say it anyways. Maybe I could just start a little controversy. God is not going to allow Satan, Lucifer, Mammon, Baal, whoever, to bring about the end of his creation. That's us, mankind. He's not going to allow it. It's not going to happen. He can, and I'm not speaking for him, but there's an ample amount of evidence he's not going to allow it. That's not going to stop Mammon from trying. And it's certainly not going to stop a couple of hundred million, maybe even billion people, a couple of billion people in cooperating with their plan and assisting. Like Teen Vogue magazine. When they come for the children, they've come for the future. Because the kids are our children will outlive us. Again, not breaking any news. This is common sense. Will there be a future for them? 844-527-8723 is our telephone number. Now, I'm going to just one more little blurb of this. With that sentiment in mind, Miss Engel reminds teenagers out there, we're here to lay it all out for you. Now, remember, this is the cover story of this week's Teen Vogue magazine, or this month's Teen Vogue. Teen! As in juvenile. When it comes to your body, it's important that you have the facts. He writes, it's not doing your sexual health or self-understanding any favors to keep you in the dark. Oh, folks, the metaphors being used here. With that sentiment in mind, we're here to lay it all out. Again, metaphors. For you when it comes to anal sex. It's important that we talk about all kinds of sex because not everyone is having or wants to have. Are you ready for this? Quote, penis in the vagina sex. Close quote. Minister Church, you're scandalizing people. Please stop. This is what, Christopher, can you fix the U-boot camera? This is what is being presented to teenagers, please. Teenagers. Teenagers. I think that the cleaning lady probably moved it. She probably moved that one too. You're in order. Thank you. 844-527-8723. So if you do have, quote, penis in the vagina, close quote, sex, and are curious about something else or are finding that type of sex is not for you, I can't even continue this. Teenagers, 11-year-olds. 8-year-olds, dude. 8-year-olds. So not only is the assumption now being made that they're all out there doing it, they're tired of doing it the old fuddy-duddy way. You know, the way the children are made. So let's give them a new angle, shall we? And let's show them how to do it. Someone in an editorial room had to make a conscience decision, yay or nay, to publish this trash. They chose to publish it. Someone in the editorial room had to choose whether or not to edit this garbage out, to sanitize it. They chose not to sanitize it. I don't know what else to say, folks. What now, I was going to say, what else is left to pervert? I have a suggestion for all you LGBTQers out there. Maybe I'm looking at this the wrong way. Maybe what I should be doing is going like, see, Highlights Magazine, you prudes. When are you going to start covering anal sex for 5-year-olds, huh? After all kids are going to do it. There should be rage against this.